I feel this
Con Esther.
It worked.
Does your makeup remover take it all off? Every kiss-proof, cry-proof.
Daniel. Daniel.
Yes, man.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll start with the same music.
Okay.
We'll start with L'chud L'shem Yichud. Leakta Hashem Yud Hei Bavav Hei Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Hine Anachnu Bayim L'Kayim Mitzvat Sefirat HaOmer. La'asot Nachat Ruach Leotreinu V'la'asot Ratzon Boreinu. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononeihu. We're now going to read verses from the Psalms that prepare our consciousness for the bracha. Adonai Yohei Wahei Yigmor Beyadi. Adonai Yohei Wahei Hazdecha Leolam Maaseyadecha El Teref. Ekra le Elohim Elyon la El Gomer alai. Viavor alai viareth mat boseset bedamais viamar lecha bedamais chaye viamar lecha bedamais chaye. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei, Elohim Yohei Wahei, Elohei Gedal Vlat, Meod Hod V'Hadar Levashet. Ota Or Keshalma, Nota Shemaim, Kairiya. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Yud Hey Vav Hey Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. The first letters of the last two words, Samach and Hey, have a gematria of 65, which is the same gematria as Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Ha Yom Shalosh Eser Yom Leomer Shehem Shavua Echad B'Shisha Yamim. Today is day 13 of the Omer, which is 1 week and 6 days. And the inner light. Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bimhera biyameinu. Amen. Now we're going to connect to Psalm 67, the menorah song. We will stop at a word and we will stop at a letter. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir Elohim yechamenu vivarkenu Yair panav itanu selah. Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha v'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yeshua Techa is a word that means your salvation. The path to salvation lies in the attribute of humbleness. How can you expand your being more and more humble? What do you need to change about your actions to be more humble? Yoducha Amim Elohim, Yoducha Amim Kulam. Ismechu v'ranenu lehu. The letter Aleph. The letter Aleph takes four strokes to complete. One stroke goes up, and one stroke goes down, and the diagonal needs two strokes to be united. How can you unite all these different attributes within you? The one that looks up to Hashem, the one that looks down to material items, and the two in the middle, in what way are you on the fence or in the middle of your life today? What can you change to get off the fence?
Le'umim ki tishpot amim mishor Ulumim ba'aretz tanhem selah. Yoducha amim Elohim, Yoducha amim kulam. Eretz natna yivulah yivarkenu, Elohim Eloheinu. Yivarkenu Elohim v'yiru, oto kol afsei aretz. Now we're going to say the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu No. letter Nun is a letter that has the consciousness of falling. Utilize it as a vaccine to prevent falling. How do you self-destruct in your life? What trait changes can you make to prevent this self-destruction? No ra kufre shayan sintet nun. Na gibor dor sheyechud ha kivavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem rachamei sitkasa tamid gamlen. Bet tetresh, sari taf kimel. Hasim kadosh biro tuva na eladatecha et kuf bet tet nunayin. Yachid geye lamcha p'nei zochrei kedushatecha. Yud gimel amed hei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea ta'alumot. Shin kufav tzadi yutah. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. This is the 13th journey that we are discussing of the journeys that were in the desert for the children of Israel and how they relate to your life, our lives. We left the Sinai desert and camped in the graves of craving. And this journey is connected to the Nun in the second verse of the Ana B'Koach. Moses named the place Graves of Craving, Kivrot Hata'ava, since it was in that place where they buried the people who had these cravings. This journey represents the times in life when you are consumed by the seductive power of lust and desire, when you become buried by your own desires. The nature of craving and desire is such that left untamed turns into a fire that holds you hostage in its tentacles. This is the power of every addiction, in which your obsessions tragically dig your own grave. In a positive note, the Baal Shem Tov, citing the Brit Menucha by the 14th century Kabbalist Rabbi Abraham ben Yitzhak of Grenada, interprets the graves of craving as the state of utter self-nullification through cleaving to God when one experiences the death of cravings. They can become buried with no potential of reviving inappropriate desires. Perhaps this state can be accessed by people in recovery who, after hitting rock bottom on losing control over their own lives to addiction, rehabilitate themselves by surrendering to a higher power which enables them to kill their desires. Please consider how your cravings hold you prisoner. In what way are you able to resist these desires that we call cravings? Maybe it's food, maybe it's sex, maybe it's family obligations, maybe it's being depressed that feels comfortable. How can you kill and bury these cravings? What would your life look like without these addictions? Why not take a small step toward achieving this? Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, Kidei letacharenu, mikli potenu, tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta, betorata huspartem, lachem macharat ha-shabbat. Miyom haviachem, eto omer tenu ha-tenufa, sheva shabbatot, temimot. Yitayina mimicharat ha-shabbat ha-shavit. Tisafru chamishim, yom kidei sheyitacharu. Nafshotamcha Yisrael, mezohamatam. Uvechein, yehiraton milfanecha, Hashem Eloheinu, Elohei avoteinu, shebizchut sefirata omer. Shesafarti hayom, yetukan ma shepagamti b'sefira. Yesod shebegevura. Yesod shebegevura. The foundation of judgment. Or the creation of judgment, or the channel for judgment. The word yesod means foundation, connection, or intimacy. How does one bring the essence of connection to bear in the frame of judgment and power? V'yet taher v'yet kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala, amen selah. The tzaddikim who left this day, the 28th day of Nisan, remember that today is Holocaust Memorial Day, Yom HaShoah. And it is said that all of the people who died in the Shoah are righteous, are tzaddikim. Rabbi Shem Klingberg, Ben Rabbi Avraham Mordechai, Rabbi Shabtai Shefti Horowitz II, Rabbi Yechiye Ben Yosef Tzalach, known as the Maharitz, Rabbi Yehoshua Vastrovaya, Rabbi Yosef Yotsky Rosenberg of Zalkava, Rabbi Yehoshua Pinchas Bambach of Yushpatzin, Rabbi Yisachar Lieb Weinberg of Slonim, Rabbi Arya Shapira, Rabbi Aaron HaKohen Rosenfeld, known as the Pinch Karlin Rebbe, and the prophet that Rabbi Drizin has identified for us through the prophet for Yesod Shebegevura, that prophet is David HaMelech, David the King. The gematria of Yesod Shebegevura is 398, which has a unique connection to Bina, as the Hebrew word for 50 has a gematria of 398. And 50 refers to the 50 gates of Bina. And the 13th method to acquire the Torah taught in the Pirkei Avot in chapter 6 is by Chumash and Mishnayot. The Chumash is the five books of Moses, while the Mishnayot refers to the initial part of the Talmud, but it also refers to the Sefer Yetzirah. By studying these beginnings, the words of Hashem in the Chumash and the words of the sages in the Mishnayot, both the Sefer Yetzirah and in the Talmud. This study is very beneficial. And now to pray for the return of the temple, so that when we count the Omer, it can be done in the proper way within the temple. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bim hera b'yameinu. And we should all say amen. Hashem, the Merciful One, shall restore the service of the temple to its place speedily and in our days. And may we all say amen. Are there any questions? Shalom to all. Have a good evening. Class is tomorrow at 4:30, a mini Zohar class. At 7 o'clock, an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. And at 8:30, we'll count the Omer once again. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.